If you have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. To sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook, made with genuine right-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com. That's logwerk.com.
Hello, and welcome to Challenge Talk, part of the Geocache Talk Network. You can watch the show live on the second Tuesday of each month. Feel free to jump over to YouTube, Facebook, or X to watch the broadcast live and join the wonderful and very active chat room tonight, or listen to the entire show later on your favorite podcast player.
Yes, and tonight we're going to talk about CacheFest 2024 in Norman, Oklahoma, and reveal to you guys our Challenge Academy activities.
Oof,
We also have prizes to give away each show to our listeners. Between each show, be sure to email your challenge cache finds to challengetalkpodcast@gmail.com, and you could be a winner.
Also, later in the show, we're going to play our special game exclusively for the live audience, the Wheel of Challenges. So listen live, get your email app ready, and follow instructions when the time comes so you can have a chance at winning tonight's grand prize.
And at the end of the show, we'll highlight some of the challenge caches you found, and someone will win our coveted monthly giveaway. So hi, Tim and Jesse. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we brought the Jesse in today. He's going to be the chat lackey.
Yeah, I'll be the chat lackey tonight. I'm so jealous of the Wheel of Challenges. I almost want to like quit podcasting just so I can win the Wheel of Challenges.
When you win the challenges. Yeah. I love it.
I love it so much. We can't
have you quitting though.
No. You're not allowed to quit. I mean, we do think of you as the challenge expert since you're the published author on it. So
come on now. Yeah. That plus $5 might get you a Starbucks. So
which Starbucks do you go to? Mine are way more expensive than that.
None. I don't know. So that's why I said might. I have no idea if it gives you a Starbucks or not. I don't know. Coffee's probably $20 nowadays. I have no idea what it is, but
yeah, used to be.
I don't drink it. I don't know. So.
All right. So let's cover our welcome to the month. Emily, how's been May for you or April?
Yeah, well, it's been a little quiet, but I did go to the Rogue Comic Con 1-day coin challenge. So that was fun. It was rainy, but man, it was fun to see the geeks come out and introduce some geeks to geocaching, you know, so that's always a fun thing. And then I would like to give a big thank you to Tim. So I always knew that people loved Cache Tour, and I couldn't figure out why. I knew there was something to love, but Tim took me over that hurdle. I went from I'm trying to, oh yeah, I got this. I know why people love this now. I'm no expert by any means, but Tim, thank you for your tutelage this past month. It's really helped me prepare for my upcoming trip. So that's been a lot of fun to play with a new tool. I've been listening to old Geocache Talk episodes on how to use Cache Tour to try to just pick up any tips I can. And yeah, what a fun tool cool. when you know how to use it.
Well, it's like anything else, you know, it's a language, you use it. I've come to use it daily. I love it. It's like Cachely. I can't be without it. I won't change devices for it. So I do. And I scratch the surface with it. It goes way deeper than even.
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to these old episodes and I'm like, I can't even find the feature they're talking about. Like, I just need more time with it. But for now, wow, I'm excited to use it on a trip. I set up a mock day the day I went to Medford, Oregon for that coin challenge to just get a feel for how to use the trip I created in the app. And so, yeah, I'm excited to use it on a real trip and see how it goes.
Cool. And you've got a real trip coming up, though, don't you?
I have a real trip coming up a week and a half. And that's really exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in our news.
All right, cool. Well, and I saw that the Cheeky Brit put in the chat room that he's going to be in Michigan later this week. And it was like, dang, I'm headed to Arizona on Friday. So,
yeah,
darn, he's coming in and I'm going away. So,
not too bad.
Yeah, so I've got that coming up on Friday. I will be in Arizona until the 26th. And then I come home when you're actually here in Michigan. So
yeah.
I do that. The other thing I do want to talk about is this other event in July called Midwest Geobash. And if you live in the Midwest, it is the most awesome mega event. And luckily, it's only 3 hours from where I live. So I managed to go every
time.
But again, you shout out for me and Cash Tour. I'm shouting out to Acorn Mama tonight, because she is helping to coordinate a meet and greet at Midwest Geobash. It'll be an unofficial kind of event, probably Friday after the poker run results and before the tinfoil hat, which are multiple events at Midwest Geobash. I'm bringing the hot dogs. So hopefully others can bring things that go with hot dogs. And we will be in camping site K is in Kilo. 01-4. So look forward to people coming by and visiting us at Midwest Geobash. And I also,
how many hot dogs are you hoping to buy to give away?
I don't know. I was planning on bringing like 24, but as people let Acorn Mama know that they'll probably swing by, stop by, she'll let me know before I need to head down to visit the local Wally World to get a few more.
Right, a few more hot dogs. Well, hopefully you have that problem. Very fun.
So, and I got bit by the challenge bug. There was a park nearby that friends had populated with caches, but he moved to Ohio and pulled all of his caches out. So I placed one. Went through the process. It was easy. So I put 9 more out.
Woo-hoo!
So I now have 10 challenge caches in the world to my name.
Nice.
That's fabulous. You surpassed me very quickly once you got started. I'll have to take a look and get some inspiration from what you did. Because that first one you did, it was a tough one.
My secret was, I did a search and I searched for more than 1,000 miles from home, and I did only new caches, so placed after X date, which put them all into the post moratorium stuff, and just look for creative ones that had DTs, which again, that's for a future show. We talk about how do you DT a challenge cache. So
please tell me that you went by the new rules and not the old BS rules. Come on now.
There was one that got denied. One that I really wanted. It published in 2023 over in Europe. And you had to get 5 numbers. You had to get 5 numbers in a coordinate string 5 different times. So it was kind of a 5-5 challenge.
Yeah. I like those creative ones like that. They're just wild and crazy to even do.
Yeah. But it published in 2023. When I asked Project GC about writing a checker for it, they said this won't fly.
Oh, huh.
And I was like, well, it was recently published. So I sent a note off to my reviewer and I said, hey, what do you think? What is your input on this. And it took him like 3 weeks to get back with me. And he said, yeah, I checked around the community and it doesn't look like it'll fly. Because even though it's not based on coordinates, which is against the new rules or the updated guidelines, it is sort of. So he said no. So I went back to the drawing board and created a different one. But
now with challenges, though, if you're going to be creative, you should always be pushing the line. Like for me, if I put a challenge in and they immediately go, yeah, that's okay, I think I did not push that far. Like, I could have gone further with it. I want them to go, huh.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I'm not as maverick as you are, and I'm still a novice at this. So,
well, any caches, really, not even just, you know, challenge caches, which are awesome, of course, but like any of the weird type caches you put out, I want the reviewer to go, I don't know. And I've had that many, many times, and I've had them several. Now, when they go bad,
that's what, you know, fuels your fire.
Okay. Yeah. You know, some of them have to be, right? Or you didn't push it far enough. But yeah. I like when I've had a reviewer more than I can think of three times immediately where they said, I have no idea where we can publish this. So I'm going to send it back, and I want you to appeal it to HQ so we can get them involved.
Right.
Like, you're actually telling me to do that because they don't think they can publish it, but they want to get some backup to say they can so they don't get in trouble.
I'm like, I have done that with
that's the line I want right there.
Yeah, that's where the line is. I had specifically early in my career, I published three caches that are at a scuba diving park in Illinois. So they're way away from home. And there's an entrance fee to the park. So the reviewer immediately dinged it. Because it was too far for maintenance. So I got somebody to cover the maintenance for me. I said, can I use your name? You don't have to go scuba diving because I'm there most every year and I'll do all the maintenance. Just need a name to submit. So he said, yeah. And then because it had an entrance fee, he said, we can't allow it. But here's what I want you to do. And he was appeal to HQ. So
yeah.
I wrote up a good story and HQ said, yeah, this definitely meets the guidelines. So they are a dive caching. One's placed at 25 feet underwater, one's at 45 feet underwater, and one's at 80 feet underwater.
Love it.
And they continue to not be found, but they're there.
You did it.
You know what? They're out there, and even caches out there that a lot of people know they can never do, it still inspires them to push theirs further.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I look at that, and I can tell you now, I will not ever find those caches. I am way too claustrophobic. I tried scuba diving. I was going to get my license only to do geocaching. That's it. That's the only reason I was going to do it. It did not work out for me. I put the thing on. I immediately wanted to, like, kill everybody around me mode. And I was like, this is not going to work out. The guy was like, this may not be for you, dude. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm just going to pay somebody to cache for me because I can't do it.
Yeah, but we run into it. Why? And I've done that with friends. Friends have taken me out on a boat and they'll say, well, you know, will you dive for this? We'll provide the boat, we'll provide the gas, and we need a boat crew. And if you're part of the boat crew, you're part of the team that helps get this cash. So, you know, depending upon the varied opinions that are out there, I'm of the opinion, if you're part of the team that helps get this cash,
you get to
claim it.
Yeah. Well, that's generous. I mean,
that you have to stick to that because the truth is, like, we were talking about it before the show. I went out this weekend on it. There was an event. The event was not set up to go caching because that'd be against the rules. But the event, and then after the event, we got together to do a jeeping cache day. And several of them in the Ocala National Forest, several of them were, you know, tree climbs. So we brought the extendable ladder. Come on. We all went out there with a Jeep. We climbed up there. We all signed the cache. But we can have everybody climb up and down.
Everybody climb the ladder.
Whole team with the ladder. We brought the ladder out. That's the whole thing, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. Not everybody has to do scuba. Somebody has to drive the boat. So,
Yep. Somebody has to drive the boat. Somebody has to carry my gear for me because I'm too old. I don't want to carry my gear.
So, right. You got to have a caddy. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't have a geocaching caddy. What's this world coming to?
That's great. That's worth it.
But even you having those caches out there that people can't go do, that should inspire people to go, oh, I really need to put something out there that's adventurous, even if I can't do it. Hopefully, you know, we have the people doing that, not like, well, I can't do that. That's not fair.
Right.
Come on, dude. Yeah. There's a lot of caches I can't get, and I don't even think that I'm going to get, right? But
right.
That inspires me, even though I am terrified to go scuba diving. I'll admit it in a heartbeat. But even to see those out there, I'm like, that's the stuff that you dream of. Like when you think of geocaching, like the going through the caves and climbing mountains and scuba diving and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'm the same way. I think that that 5-5 in Colorado on the 14er, I'd love to do that, but I don't have the desire to get up at 3 a.m. to get up to the mountain by 12 p.m. so I can get back down alive. That I'm.
You see, you're speaking my language now. That's what I'm talking about. Although, I have to throw this out. Colorado's a different breed of cachers. Just because it's the top of a 14er doesn't make it a 5.
Right.
You have to have special equipment, and they will call you on that in Colorado. Every other state's like, it's the top of a hill. That's hard. That's a 5. No.
That's great.
I hope to drive up to Pikes Peak or ride the dolly up to get that one as my 14er. But
although there is a legit 5-5 earth cache in Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A legit one. I know the guy that put it out. I know where it is.
Okay.
It is legit. You're gonna probably have to snowshoe any time of the year. It's legit.
Wow.
Well, there's not very many 5-5 earth caches out there.
No.
There are not. Mm-hmm. I have one in Michigan, and depending upon the time of year you go, it can be a 5-5. But when I went, it was not a 5-5. It was pretty challenging, but not the 5-5 that it was rated. So
Right.
I'm still okay with that.
There you go.
All right. So hey, let's cover some more news.
Yeah, so just another reminder, I brought this up last time, but it's still ahead of us. This coming Saturday is the Sutherland Coin Challenge. So this is Sutherland, Oregon. This is more than a one-day challenge. So Saturday is the kickoff event, GCAJ7GX. And if you go to that cache page, it has information on what to do after Saturday if you can't make it. So just promoting another free coin. All you have to do is go geocaching to get it. Why not?
Absolutely.
You need that.
Now, then we've got another event to talk about. Let me add it to the re- It's called Mariners, Woo-hoo! Pirates, and Tigers. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, this one's my event. Let's see. It's all about baseball. And if you know someone from Detroit, or Michigan, and you know someone from Seattle,
ish. It
would be from Pittsburgh. Yeah, I know, ish. It got us close. Ish. Oregon doesn't have a baseball team, so I had to do Seattle. But Emily and Mom are going to be visiting Michigan.
Yeah, so Woo! Tim and I are going to have an event together. Thank you, Tim, for putting this on. I'm excited. If you are in the area on Friday, May 31st, we would love to see you guys.
Now, the show notes say that this is in Belmont, Michigan, which is technically true, but Belmont is just north of Grand Rapids. So if you're in the Grand Rapids area, it's 2 minutes from downtown. It's an organization that crafts adult beverages. So, but they have an outdoor area that we're hoping to gather a lot at, and they have cornhole, and there's a park nearby with lots of caches. So we hope to have a blast on that night. Yeah. And it's happy hour from 3 to 5. We're going to go from 4 to 6-ish. So we'll start happy hour, and we'll be happy by the time we're done.
So, Tim, just letting you know, you've set a precedent. So when I come up there to finish my double jasmer or triple jasmer, I expect the red carpet just like Emily's getting.
It's always ready to roll out, Jesse. I just need enough time.
You'll know because that'll finish off my triple. So I gotta go up there, and I expect the treatment that she's getting.
Yep.
I know she's your co-host, but still.
Yeah. And she's definitely a lot better looking than you are.
100% agree with that. Slam. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean I won't roll out the red carpet for you, Jesse. So
that's great.
You just have to spend time here. Emily asked me if Grand Rapids Airport was a good place to fly into, and I said only if you want no lines, no chaos, no nothing. It's easy in, easy out. You can land and be out of the airport in 15 minutes. So
small airports are the best.
Yeah.
I have one close to me, and anytime I can fly, I'm trying to fly to that place. It's so much better than the big airports.
Yeah, for sure. It maybe adds $100 to the airline ticket, but I'm 3 hours from Detroit. But look what you're not
putting up with. Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit Airport is so big, and then you've got Chicago here on the other side. It was another 3 hours, but
I've been through both of those. I'll pass.
And I'll put it out there. I know we're really close to time, but and I know a lot of you are going to Woodstock. But if you want, I still have room on my boat for Power Island on Sunday morning, May 26th.
No, I want to be there so bad.
Let me know.
That is not a teacher-friendly trip. I'm just going to throw that out there. No hate mail. Send all hate mail to Emily. But that is not – you're excluding teachers. I'm just going to throw that out there. You're killing me with this. If it was like a month later, I would 100%
be
there.
You'd be on that boat.
I'd be on that boat.
All right. When do you go back to school, Jesse?
Like August, maybe – 10th, 15th, something like that.
Okay. Oh, crap. Then I won't bring it up. We're planning a major event for Michigan as a block party celebration event. And we've already talked to Captain Mike about helping us do something extra special that week, either the week of or the week after, to help folks get Power Island when they come for our block party event. But it'll be August the 16th, so I won't talk about it anymore. Let's talk about the monthly challenges.
I didn't get on the night just to be tortured. This is really
good. Let's quickly change gears and talk about the 40,978 active challenges right now. So I do try to do this search monthly just to see how many there are. Last month, we lost a few challenges overall. This month, we gained 331 as of May the 6th. We now have 16,619 in the United States. That's up 101. And that does not include the 10 new challenge caches that I placed. So
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, they're not in those numbers.
Does change it though. When are we going to have a national publish a challenge day?
Oh, we need to start that. Okay, new goal for us, like the superheroes thing.
Yeah,
like a superhero thing. Publish a challenge. If we could just get everybody to publish at least one, or maybe more than one.
Yeah.
All in one day, like set them up all to come out one day. That'd be kind of fun.
I like it. I'm taking notes.
That could be
a
worldwide event too.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Okay, notes are being taken.
Yep. Really noted. Really noted. All right. Next up. Well,
You had an interesting conversation here, Tim. And so I thought it would be fun. It was a good angle on the feeling that there should be a different icon for challenges. Not the unknown cache type icon. I feel pretty neutral about that argument, but Tim, it sounded like you liked this, so I threw this in the show notes.
Right. So I met Canuck 1867 down in Texas for the Leap Day event, and so we got talking back and forth, and she was talking about the challenge icon. She's found over 1,000. That she's claimed so far, and she's way behind in her logging. And she did a cache that talks about puzzles. It was a challenge, and talking about you had to have 500 puzzles, but you had to have so many logic types, so many code types, so many stories, so many picture types. And it was a grandfathered challenge, so it's outside the new guidelines. Mm-hmm. But it's something that she's working on. And because of that, she was like, we really do need a new icon to differentiate.
Yeah, so kind of the matter of sorting out what isn't a puzzle from what is labeled all as one, right?
Yeah, I don't even want to give my opinion on this because
biting your tongue,
I don't want to have. Obviously, I love challenges a lot, right? That's what drives our cashing. My whole family is driven by challenges. I love it. However, one, I do agree we need a new icon. We don't need one. We want one, right? Because it changes everything. Fizzy, it changes like all the challenges we have out there currently would be changed by, you'd have to do everything that you've already done with a whole new icon. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
However, I have to give HQ props. They did a great job of adding the challenge attribute, which kind of solves the problem of sorting them all out. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd love to have a challenge icon, 100%. But I think when they, because they've heard that a bunch of times, I think when they heard that and they put that attribute out, it took a lot of steam out of our sales for us being able to justify a different icon. Although I think it should be its own icon. It's a whole different thing. And I already know what the icon should look like. It should be a little trophy. Without a doubt, they should accept that.
Absolutely.
Just immediately draw that up and make it happen. It should be the one that's right there on your guys' logo. But it's harder to justify now that they have the attribute thing, which, first of all, the attribute was amazing that they put that in there. Yeah. I couldn't be happier about that. But how do you fight for it with that attribute now?
Well, and for me, I grew up as a database analyst. So everything that HQ uses to everything HQ uses to build geocaching.com is based on a database. It's real easy to say we should have. It is no small undertaking to add a new icon to the data dictionary, populate it through all of the data tables that you've got there. It's not just a flip the switch. And I don't know how many of us in the geocaching community really understand what's underneath the hood. Love it, but I understand why HQ probably will never do it. And the longer we go in the game, the more caches we have, the more history we build, the more difficult it will be. It's kind of like the Jasmer Challenge. You know, every year it gets harder. Well, every year we go on with more caches, it's harder to introduce that. So I'm with you. I think the challenge attribute is wonderful as a separation tool.
Absolutely.
For, you know, I just wish the scuba diving tool hadn't gotten so corrupted, but you know, that's for another show.
Yeah. Wait, right.
If you're talking about another show, you should definitely talk about how people do not use those properly, but but should reviewers have to deal with that? That's for a whole nother show though.
Whole nother show. Let's talk about Cache Fest.
The chat is ready.
Are they ready? I've been
teased them long enough.
I have on it.
Cache Fest.
This is the first Cache Fest, to be honest. This is the real first Cache Fest.
It is really the first.
Yeah. It was different, but it was still Cache Fest.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. And we had a blast. I have to say the first one was the best one for me. I mean, last year's was good. I know this year's is going to be great. I'm looking forward to next year's, but I think
awesome. Well, and it's hard to keep topping stuff, right? Because
absolutely right.
I don't know if y'all got to see all the emails that came in. We got flooded with emails, and I know it was hard to go through all of them. But after the original Cache Fest, because of when it happened, people were just hurting for something to do. So me, getting to read through all those emails of people are just like, "Thank you, I'm stuck all over the world." Right? Mm-hmm. I'm literally stuck in my house. We just needed something to do. We'll never top the gratitude that we got from that. We'll never top that.
Right.
Even though Hawaii is pretty awesome. And guess what? Here's the problem with after Hawaii. How do you top Hawaii?
Right.
Gotta go to Antarctica.
Enough hotels. I'm just saying. I don't think Antarctica does. So.
No, I don't think so.
Well, we'll build some. They have plenty of ice. We can build them.
Igloo. It's an igloo event. It's a Sido Mega. We can make our first one.
Right. There we go. It's perfect.
All right.
Anyways, we should come
before,
back to Oklahoma.
Before we talk about all the wonderful news that we have about Cache Fest, how about I rain on our parade?
Oh. But you're not really. You're not really.
Well,
people up for failure. Come on now.
Okay. Well, I figure if I, the more I build it up and the less it impacts people, people won't get so bummed about it. But
there you go.
I will not be in person attending CashFest Oklahoma.
And I will not be in person attending CashFest Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh. That's it. Cancel it. Just cancel the whole thing. There's no point in even having it. What are we going to possibly do?
We are going to have a live show from.
We're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to push the envelope.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know someone who is planning to be at CashFest, who happens to be a very devout Challenge Casher. Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
And so it's like one of the other reasons we brought Jesse in a couple of times. We're going to count on Jesse to be our man on the feet on the street, as you will.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to do our best to have call video in live, like a live show. We can even broadcast it like a live Challenge Talk. So we can still be a part of it with you guys. We've got the fabulous B&J Bish being our feet on the ground for Challenge. I'm getting my terms mixed up. Challenge, our table where you guys work on spinning the wheel and earning your chances to spin on the wheel. So we are so thankful for them who have stepped up to help us. This is going to go on fabulously, if we can't make
it's
it.
It's going
to
be great. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to be a part of it as much as we
Arsenio
can.
Hall. We're going to have a live audience, questions in the audience. Maybe not Maury so much or Springer, but let's just go Arsenio.
Let's not go Springer.
No, that's not go Springer. But y'all are still going to be there in the sense that it's going to be like a show that you do monthly, but we'll be able to talk. You'll be able to take questions. The most embarrassing question from the live audience to try to stump you guys is going to be, it's going to be great.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a live show. So you're going to be a live show from a mega event, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And hopefully everybody in the audience is going to be there, the ones that can be there, and they'll get to participate. The chat room will be a live, like a actual living chat room.
That'll be so fun.
We'll have some virtual chat. I mean, for those folks.
Absolutely. That can't, we'll have both,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll have people in the audience. We'll have people in the chat room. It should be excited, and I'm 99% committed to this live event. I've still got my grandson and holiday plans that I don't know exactly what I'm doing or exactly when I'm doing it, and I don't know when the Challenge Academy is, so I'm going to do my very best to be there.
We're going to make it work. Your grandson can come on the show also.
That
would be pretty awesome. Does he have a geocaching account?
Not yet.
Oh, Grandpa.
You cannot drink out of the world's best grandpa cup. You just can't do it. You need to get a new mug. World's most okayest grandpa for now.
All right. I won't say that my son is not a fan of geocaching. He rolls his eyes when I go geocaching.
Your grandpa, you trump that.
I know. I do trump that. And I can't wait.
Yeah. He's not too young to be tattooed. Just go ahead and tattoo him, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with all of that fanfare,
but
let's talk.
Yeah,
about,
we are here to give you what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pre-event challenges, and realizing this again, is really, really small.
Really small. But thank you to Jeff May, who designed this for us. He's been doing this since the first Challenge Academy. So we really appreciate your expertise, despite your busy personal projects in life. So thank you very much.
So once again, we're going to have four wagon trails this time. Because we're in CashFest, Oklahoma, and I can't make the screen do what I want it to do right now, which is kind of bring us in. There we go. I hit the right button. All right. So we are going to have four trails. One will be the photo scavenger hunt again. We have power caching. We have the well-rounded cacher. And this year, because of all the things we've been talking about, especially with Jesse, we brought in a new one called Jasmer Junkie.
Dazmer Junkie, that's my new name.
Now, it may not be possible to attain every box on the grid. There's the challenge. Some of them are more difficult because we heard before that some were too hard and some were too easy. So we've tried to balance it again with some that, you know, all of these should be able to be achieved. So in starting with the photo scavenger hunt, especially if you're in Michigan around, would we say the 29th of May? You need a photo of any geocaching podcast host.
Great.
I happen to know where two of them are going to be.
Yeah, there you go.
You need a signal themed item. You need a picture wearing a geocaching t-shirt.
Yeah.
Of you attending.
Nobody has those. Nobody. We can't do that one.
Okay. Nobody has a geocaching t-shirt. What about attending a geocaching event?
No way.
Okay. Something from the Old West.
Hmm.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yes.
If I show up at CacheFest, wearing a CacheFest shirt, and take a picture with Emily, do I get 3 points for that one? Is that like, does that satisfy all three of those?
Yes. HQ does not allow stacking.
And she's wearing a cowboy hat.
She's
wearing a cowboy hat, it counts for 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It would be 4 because, again, the next one on the list is any CacheFest item. So wearing your
CacheFest t-shirt
with
a podcaster in a cowboy hat at an event.
At an event. You're covered.
I think we can get all these in one photo. Let's keep going.
All right. Let's see. What else is on the list? Let's see if we can do it.
With any challenge talk item.
Yeah.
That could be a shirt. Could be a coin. Could be a path tag.
Yes.
All right. Now this one will be harder. Although it's actually, I didn't look. A cache placed in 2000, 2001, or 2002.
Oh,
so we can't do that at the event. So that's two different photos for sure. Unless we steal the cache. What if I steal one of those caches and bring it to CacheFest? Does that count?
No, that's bad caching.
Oh, okay.
It would count. Yes. No. In terms of
counting, it would count,
but it would violate the etiquette, and you might get in trouble. Okay, this one is absolutely good. A photo of your geocaching team.
I love it.
Yes.
And then
If I'm a solo cacher, am I a team?
That's your team.
Perfect.
That's your team. That is your team.
You have to have an animal pet.
it kind of runs afoul, but again, we're not judging what you think. So if your geocaching team is you and your dog, or you and your car, or you and your GPS, we're not going to argue with you. It's a point. It's good for you. And then the last one is a picture of any 00 milestone.
Oh, I like that.
So 100, 200, 300, 10,000, 21,000, 50,000 are all 00 events.
How about 1,200? Would that count?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because it's a 00 event.
It can be by a little. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Any 00 event. So there are 10 photos. So you can get 10 points. And if you complete all 10, you get a bonus of 5 points.
Wonderful. Wow. And I saw a question in the chat. Can it be with my own cache? So if you hid the old cache, you can, take a picture with the old cache.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. That's even
this trail.
I think that's bonus points.
That's fun.
Hey, wait. Don't be giving out bonus points here.
Sorry.
You're only the designated host. No bonus points on that one, but it would be cool.
Don't listen to me. I'm just saying.
All right.
Wait, y'all aren't going to be there. Yes, there is bonus points. I'll be there. Y'all don't even get to choose. That's okay.
I knew we were going to run into trouble with that
one. Yeah, chaos already. All right.
Oh, my God. All right, so let's talk about the power cacher. These are the real diehards. Find 5 caches in one day.
Okay.
Adventure Labs count.
Nice.
As a cache.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Okay. Find 15 finds in one day.
That's more.
25 finds in one day. Getting a little harder. Now, this is probably, mm-hmm. this is going to be one of the most difficult. Find 50 in a month. Because we're starting May 15th. So you've only got. Well,
it's not what you've done in the past. It's 16. The future.
Yeah. Right. Well,
tomorrow. Right.
Because we're announcing it tonight. We're starting tomorrow.
So you either have half of May, all of June, or a very short time in July to do that one.
Now, does it have to be in 1 month, calendar month, or could it be 30 days?
I have to work with my challenge checker on that.
Okay.
Right now, it's a calendar month because okay. I think that's easy. I don't know what it would take to do a rolling 30 days because we get more difficult from there because you have to find 50 in 1 month, but you also, the next step is to find 100 in 1 month.
Woo!
Or the next step, find 50 in 2 months.
So that's 50 in 1 month and 50 in another?
Correct.
Oh my gosh. You're running out of time there. That's May and June, really. I mean... Oh, wow.
I've
are you whipping out on me already, Jesse?
Oh, no, I'm in. I'm going to fill this grid.
All right.
I have seen people take this challenge and get crazy with it. So,
so far, everything you mentioned, I'm going to do everything that every one of those you mentioned so far, I'm going to do before Cash Fest.
All right. Awesome. 100 fines in 2 months.
Yeah, I got that. We can do that.
All right. 400 total fines between now and Cash Fest. Okay.
That's
and again,
reasonable.
These do stack. So you could go out and find 400 in a day and cover that first month and all the other. And then the last one in this trail is collect 600 DT stars. And I think everybody knows about this one, but... A 5-5 cash earns you 10 stars.
So we only need 60 of them.
You need 600.
65-5.
Well, you need 65-5 caches, yes.
Sweet.
That's it. That's all you need. Or you need a whole bunch of 1-1 caches because that only gets you two. You
so
300 of
shows you how people have our back.
There you go.
They got 100 or so in a day. Hey, sign it up. Let's go. I got weekends available. I'm off all summer. Let's go.
Okay. And for power caching again as a trail, there's a bonus of 5 points available on that trail. So you can get 5 as a photo scavenger, you can get 5 for the power caching, you can get 5 for the well-rounded cacher, and you can get 5 for the Jasmer junkie.
Okay.
So the well-rounded cacher, this one is kind of one that I like because I like being a well-rounded cacher. You need to find two different cache types in one day.
Okay.
Next step is 3 cache types in one day. Or 3 cache sizes in one day.
Oh.
So now you could find 3 different types of 3 different sizes in one day and qualify for both of those. Just saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4 cache sizes in one day. There's 7 total cache sizes. You need to find 4 in one day.
Oof.
5 cache types in one county.
Ooh, I like it.
So is that from now until Cache Fest?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. From now until Cash Fest. And it doesn't have to be, it's just in one county. So it can be a county that you've already cashed in. I'm not saying a new county. You have to have 5 different cache types in that county.
But do lab caches count?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But lab caches is one cache type.
Yeah. But if you got a bonus, then you already have 2 cache types.
Right.
Correct.
Ah, there we go. I like it.
You would. Okay. Good going there. All right, next up, 8 cache types.
Total.
Between now and Cash Fest.
Okay.
That's a lot more difficult.
That is more difficult because when you start getting to 8, that's getting the more obscure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Events will count. Labs will count. I mean, it's a cache type.
So, is event and CETO two different types?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're good then. We're good. I got it. Does a mega count? Can you claim Cash Fest and count it for that one?
I'm thinking you could because
All we have to do is make the checker include it.
The passport has to be turned in before Challenge Academy. So if you log the Cash Fest Mega in the morning and then turn your passport in, yes, that would qualify.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like it. Okay.
Oh, wait. Because your account has to be updated in Project GC so your checker shows green.
Oh.
So
you may not want to count on the Mega then. You might want to do something else.
So the Mega might not work.
Okay. So get something besides that Mega. Go to another
Mega's
Mega.
A wild card.
You got time. Go to another Mega.
Yep. Yep. I'm headed to Woodstock.
There you go.
All right. Now here's a new twist. You need to place one challenge cash.
I love it. Yeah.
So we're going to get some cash hiding done here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, have to find two caches with a DT below a 3-3.
That doesn't seem hard.
Doesn't seem hard.
No.
And then you need to find one that has a DT greater than or equal to 3.5.
Oh, okay.
So again, a little bit more challenging.
That's more challenging, yes.
A little bit. In my opinion, this is probably the easiest trail to do.
Seems like
other than maybe the photo one, but you know, the photo one is more fun than challenge. All right. Now we're gonna
A lot of people haven't hidden a challenge cache yet. So this may be something brand new for them. That's a little
surprise
for
them.
It will be
so
brand new.
So like I always say, reference our show notes. We've got links at the bottom of every show note to former shows on tips to how to do that kind of stuff. So check it out if you need the help.
Not only that, email Challenge Talk and they will absolutely help you hide your first challenge.
Absolutely.
I promise you.
We are here to help. And I'm just glancing over at the chat and Melanie asked the question that she's Canadian. Well, we won't hold that against you. we won't hold, you know, BMC from Australia. So yes, counties are regions. And for US they're county, for Canada they're regions. For other parts of the world, we'll be working with our resident geochecker expert. And we'll have that covered.
It's like our foreign friends in Louisiana.
Correct.
They don't have counties.
Right?
They have parishes.
Parishes.
That's right. I call them foreign because they're basically French / Southern. Yeah. You know, before we move on, there's a good question I want to wait for.
Okay.
Where can we find this list?
Okay. This list will be published in all of the various sites. It will be in... it'll be on the Cash Fest page as soon as we can put it up. And in our show notes will be the passport document. Right now, we only have page one completed because we don't have the geochecker written yet. Page two of this document, like last year, we'll have our frequently asked questions. And we're going to go over some of the other of that, hopefully. Probably not as much as I want because we talked about a bunch of other stuff tonight. but yes, they will be in lots of places. So you will be able to get this by first thing in the morning.
Right. I usually get the show notes up within 2 hours of the show. And then that way it'll give you a link to this front page, at least. Even if you don't have the frequently asked questions, you'll be able to see all of this that we have on the screen now.
Right. Yeah, which will be legible, so you don't have to go back and rewind and replay and to get all of my comments on this. So, yeah, we will absolutely have all that available for you because now I think this one could be one of the more difficult trails that we've ever done.
Jasmer Junkie, our new trail.
The new trail. So, right off the bat, the first box. Find a year 2000 cache.
That's hard for some people.
It will be hard for some people. Well, now, if you're going to Geo Woodstock, there are 5 2,000 caches in Arizona.
Now, so, however, like Emily, how hard would it be for you to find a year 2000 cache? Pretty hard.
Well, I mean,
found most of them.
Yeah, because I found most of them. Yeah, I would have to definitely travel out of state.
It's harder for the experienced cachers than it is the newer cacher in this one.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. So find the next step is to find one cache published between 2001 and 2005.
Okay.
I like that. That one should be not that hard. That, as a matter of fact, that brings up a question. That one shouldn't be as hard as the first one. So is this, I'll put it in Adventure Lab terms, is this a sequential trail or a do any order that you want trail?
This is a do any order you want trail.
Okay. Right. So it's not the sequential that should never happen. Okay.
Correct. Not a sequential.
And
I mean,
we do have a question in the chat that was one of my first questions as we were developing these trails. Found one or find one? This is definitely find. A new find between tomorrow and Cache Fest event day.
Yeah.
So we do recognize that not everyone's going to be able to do this, but Tim's also going to talk about how the points work and how you earn top earnings in this trail. You do not have to complete the whole thing to be a top earner. You might not be the person with the most points, but it's not going to keep you from getting all the prizes.
Correct. Yeah, we you know, we want it to be,
don't stress it like I did.
Yeah, we want to be a stretch. We want it to be a goal. We want it to be a challenge. We want it to be fun. Okay, so, you know, if the feedback tells us that we've fallen flat on our face this year, then next year we'll change it. But at least for this year, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be challenging because as we go on from here, we just found one in that 4-year period. Now we're going to find two between 2006 and 2010. So again, that should be another easy one.
Mm-hmm. It, depending on where you are, it may be extremely easy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Find five between 2011 and 2015. Find 10 between 2016 and 2020. So getting a little bit more tough. But again, there's lots of caches that should be able to be found without traveling too far. All right, next up, a 2023 Mini Jasmer.
Mm.
And we've talked about Mini Jasmers before. Mini Jasmer is collecting 12 caches placed in 2023 that cover the months January to December. That's a Mini Jasmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking you to complete a 2023 Mini Jasmer.
That can be hard, but 2023, there's tons of caches. So that should be accessible for everybody.
Especially if you're traveling to Cache Fest, you're going to come to a new area where there's so much on the plate that you are working on this challenge up until July 6th. So get there. When you get there a few days before, fill in what the final things that you couldn't get from home.
Right.
So now the last two boxes are to complete another Mini Jasmer year.
Uh-oh.
Now in the Mini Jasmer years, 2000 is not a Jasmer year.
Oh, 2024.
Any year other than 2023, because we're asking you to do 2023 in step whatever, 4 or 5. So we're asking you to do 2023, but now I'm asking you to do a second one.
So 2022 or lower is what we're asking for.
Correct.
Okay.
Between 2001 and complete a Mini Jasmer. And then the last box is to complete a 2-year Mini Jasmer. The 2 years do not have to be sequential.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So you could complete one in 2021. You could do one in 2025, and you can do one in 2023, and you get all three boxes. You could also go from 2020 to 2021, 2022, and get three boxes. No, you wouldn't get three boxes because you didn't do 2023, but I did my math wrong. 2021, 2022, 2023. There you go. 3 years, right. Three boxes, sequential, not required.
I love these. This is a great. I love these trails. This is good.
Thank you. Hopefully everybody else will too.
Yeah. So if I'm brand new and I just checked in tonight, I know a lot of the, I mean, most, I know all the names, almost 99% of the names are in the chat room anyway, but let's assume somebody's not here and listening later. How much do they have to complete of this to get a chance at a prize? Most people are not going to be able to do all of these, right? So much out of these do they have to do to get a prize?
I thought it was in the show notes and it's not. Okay. This is going to be on the FAQ page.
Okay.
So we're going to call somebody a hobby challenge seeker that accumulates between 1 and 15 points.
Okay.
So if you can get one box, you're a hobby cacher. And thank you for playing the game. However, you need to get to 16 points to be a sporting challenge seeker.
Sporting class. Okay. Sporting class. I'm feeling very like AKC with this.
Yes. So the sporting class, when you accumulate that many points, we will have a special path tag for you for participating. And you will get a Wheel of Challenges spin.
Okay. Okay. So the path tag and a challenge for 16 or more.
16 or more. Yep. You'll get we do have a prize package for those people that get one to 15.
Okay.
You'll get something.
Any effort and you're still getting something.
Any effort.
Yeah. All right. So how much does a path tag cost? Do we have to pay for that?
$1.95. No, they don't even pay for that. We're giving it away. We're giving them a Justin.
And for how many points was that, Tim?
16 points.
16 or more. Okay.
Easily. You don't have to do the whole thing. We are very curious who the most dedicated of you are who will be the top point earners. We want to know. We will track that. But don't worry. If you are like me and you will work your butt off for 2 months for a path tag, you will get your path.
So it's fair to say that for all the people that achieve all of them, if that's one or more, we would definitely recognize them on a later Challenge Talk show.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, actually, there's a Challenge Academy show where we recognized folks last year.
No, I love it. I love it.
And so, yes. So now, you know, again, after you're in the sporting class, there's yet another class. So if you are an obsessed challenge seeker, and I'm speaking right now to Brad and Jen because I know they completed
the last. You're talking about.
They know who they are.
A few others in the chat too. Yes.
Yeah. I am an obsessed challenge cacher, but I don't know how many of these I'm going to work on with other stuff I got going on. But if you get more than 36 points, you'll get the prize pack, the path tag, the Wheel of Challenge spin, and you'll be recognized at Challenge Academy.
Right. With the chance to win a bonus prize.
Correct. So, yes, there should be something for everyone. There's a total of 56 points available. You only need to get 36 to get into the top tier.
So not that it's a competition or anything.
Not that it's a competition.
But of the three of us, what does the winner get who gets the most points at the end of this?
I'm making a good trip soon. This will help.
I know. We're already stacking ourselves against us, Tim, here. But
yeah, I know we are.
Yeah, she's going on a Jasmine trip coming up. So come on now. All right. So what do we get? I want a prize. If I'm going to compete with you two guys, which is –
yeah.
Not fair anyway.
It isn't.
We're Challenge Talk experts.
I get
how
that.
How do I? Because we need to do it on the air. I mean, we just got to admit it on the air. How many points you got afterwards?
We do. I don't know. Maybe we. I can't really come up with anything.
I'm so bad at wagers.
Because we're in three parts of the world.
Get us started.
The two people that don't win, you want to call them losers, that's fine, but whatever. The two people that don't win have to put a tribute cash out to the winner.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
It's got to be 100% legit. It can't be ironic or sarcastic. But in your area, you have to publish a tribute cash to the winner.
Cool.
That's what I'm throwing out. If y'all got a better idea, go for it.
How about a tribute? Not creative. Okay, I like the idea. I'm saying let's do it, but it's got to be a tribute challenge, Cash.
Oh, obviously.
Right.
Why didn't I think of that?
I was thinking, where did I go in Earth, Cash? But it's got to be a challenge, Cash.
No. Yeah, that'd be harder. But yeah. I'm in. I'll put it up right now. Do it if y'all will do it.
I'm in. I love it. Yep. Cool.
We're in. All right.
So it'll be judged by the MC at the event. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Very good.
Okay.
The final vote goes to the MC. If you want to be there, that's fine. Whatever.
So coming up, we will have, obviously, this passport will be posted. We'll get the FAQ up as soon as we can. And everybody can get started on it in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
As soon as we close the show.
So we know that this is what you guys were looking forward to. We'll definitely let you know when that's ready so you can use the I love using that challenge checker leading up to Cash Fest because it's got all the different things on it to help you stay on track. So yeah, we'll keep you posted. And then just so you guys know what else is going to be available to you at Cash Fest in your swag packs, like years before, we're going to have the other challenges. We have the Cash Fest challenge passport. That's going to be your week of caching tracking. So we're going to ask you to achieve different combinations of different things from the caching that you do in Oklahoma from the time you get your hands on your passport. That's for a whole other path tag prize that you can win. And then everyone's favorite, we've got our social bingo challenge. So you're going to run around, going to talk to people, going to get their signatures. It's going to be really challenge-based. We are going to rely on you guys to be challenge enthusiasts as you interact with your other peers at Cash Fest who may not be so into challenges. Show off your achievements, let them know you're the one who can fill in that box with your name. So it's our challenge specific social bingo challenge. And then of course, we're going to have some stuff for the kids too, a coloring page in the packet, a kids scavenger hunt on site July 6th. And like we said, Challenge Academy. So there's so much to do week of as well, but we know you guys are looking forward to this challenge that you can start tomorrow.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
I am excited. I'm going for that whole grid, whatever you call that, the fizzy challenge. I'm going to call it a fizzy. Boom. Because you fill in the whole grid. I'm going for it.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, that's the goal, is to put things out there. So I've got some of them I'll get while I'm on the road to Woodstock, and I've got a couple of year 2000s in Arizona that I've got on my target list. So I've already found the oldest one there, but there's a couple of other oldies that I need to find. So I'm going to do that, and we'll see what we can collect. So. It'll be great having a couple of tribute caches out in my name.
That's right. One clarifying question. He's got to ask this.
Okay.
The one that's take a picture with a podcast host.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be yourself?
Now we've never had a competition between the three of us.
I'm just saying. So let's just clarify for us. It has to be with another podcast host.
Okay. Fair enough. Because Emily and I already got that covered anyway. Because she'll take my picture. So we're good. We're covered on that, Emily.
That is not. Oh, I do too. I'm meeting John this summer. So.
Oh, there you go.
Are you meeting him before July 6th?
I was trying to stack the deck and y'all double crossed me there. Okay.
So when are you meeting John?
Before the event.
Okay.
So I'll get that picture, and he'll be wearing a cowboy hat and a Cash Fest shirt, and the whole thing will be set up, and I'll get like 8 on that first one.
Yeah, I like it a lot better.
We'll even do an event, and we'll meet at an event before we go hiking. Oh, and we're going for a year 2000 cash.
There you go.
I'm getting all that one day.
All in one picture.
That's right.
Of course, that is great.
Emily's going for a year 2000 cash too. So dang it, that's not helping me any. I didn't think of that.
And you know what? We have had so much fun, and we are so way out of time.
Oops. Yeah, we are.
Let's go to our Wheel of Challenges next.
Yeah, we got to get our Wheel of Challenges.
We got to do this one
tonight.
We
can this do, is the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do more. We can skip some of the other stuff. So. All right. So it
so
is time.
Our Wheel of Challenges.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
For the Wheel of Challenges. Yeah. So one live viewer each month will be selected to face off against the wheel and have a chance to win the grand prize, a one-year membership on Project GC. We do ask that you limit yourself to 3 wins, but open up your email to enter. Send an email with the subject containing Spin Me, followed by your geocaching username, and answer. Send the answer to this question. What is the new GeoWagon Trail for 2024? All right, I'm headed over to email, see who answers. All right,
I'm going to head over and try to find the wheel. It's here somewhere.
We always have so many tabs that we have open for each show.
Yeah.
There we go. Found it.
Every time y'all do the wheel, I always follow along to see if I'm qualified for it too. I'm sure everybody else does. Mm-hmm. I have a tab pulled up for Project DC. Just put it in. I know that's terrible. It's like very selfish, but I do it every single time.
Yeah. Well, we do have our first correct answer from Cheeky Brit, and the answer was Jasmer Junkie.
All right.
So let's spin that wheel.
We need a tough one for the Cheeky Brit because he is a good
talent.
Yeah,
he's kind of advanced.
He really is.
Oh,
2.5.
Okay, this could be
2.5. A piece of
this
pie.
This could be interesting. Piece of pie. So a piece of pie is a pie day. Oh, this is a multi-day challenge.
Oh.
First day you have to find 3. The second day you find 1. But it does. When was this placed? 2015.
A pre-moratorium.
Pre-moratorium, but I think it follows the more. Oh my goodness!
I would think
that would fly now.
This would be doable. It's just a sequencing checker.
It is, and you know, I have the monkey loaded, but he's not been my friend lately, and so I got to bring the ticker tool up.
I really like that challenge, though.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, we've talked before about the premium,
very creative.
The pre-moratorium versus the others. All right, now I got to figure out how the Cheeky Brit spells his name. No, not Cheeky. Cheeky B R I T. There he is with 2 capital letters. All right, no. He does.
Congratulations! He qualifies. Very good.
So and it does have all the qualifications in it. So. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to Matt. I sure wish I was going to be here when you're coming in. I love to visit with our audience.
Our
and
family.
We do appreciate you guys so much. All right. For this month, let's just talk about folks that have submitted challenges for us. Jedi Trash Panda, EJK PBR. He sent in a very interesting one. We'll bring some of these up maybe next month. Roadie Guy, Acorn Mama, Team Tail Wagger, and the Cheeky Brit all sent stuff
in. Yeah, so everything they sent in we'll have in our show notes so you can take a look, because we always do like to showcase your interesting finds to inspire you guys. And this month's winner of our Challenge Talk path tag is EJK PBR. Congratulations.
Oh,
we'll be in touch
job,
to get that to you. All right. Well, thanks.
Oh, Emily froze up, but I think she was about to say thanks, Jesse,
really,
for being on
the
show. Emily's been having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight and
frozen,
just smacked her.
I freeze up every now and then, Oh, it's fabulous to have you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And I was moving some things around on forgot where I was going with this. So again, thank you to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for everyone who supports Challenge Talk. People have asked, you know, you asked about how much does a path tag cost, Jesse? Well, we don't charge for those because our patrons allow us to have enough income and revenue to be able to do some prizes. You know, they're not significant. We don't do great things, but we do things every month, and our patrons allow us to do that. So a very special thank you for folks like that. The next show is the second Tuesday of June. It's going to be on the 11th. And if you see us out and about
shortly. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Remember to say hello in that very special way when you see Emily or I in an event. I've got a handful of things left. I think I'm going to be at more events in Arizona than I have prizes, but I'll try to save a few for each event. So
you might have a better chance if you see me. Remember to tell me challenge accepted.
And I'm challenge completed.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you all very much for joining us again tonight.
And remember, it's not about the numbers. It's about the challenge.
Challenge accepted. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.